Great to have you with us here on the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. Hi, Larry Mueller here. Well, we were planning to have a program about homes, your home's air quality and my home's air quality and how we could make our home's air more healthy. Walton Smith with the Wisconsin Department of Public Services, Public Health Division's indoor air program was scheduled. But we are having a problem getting in contact with Walton Smith. So we are going to move on. Unless he shows up. He might show up at the last minute, but probably not. And because of that, we'll try and schedule him for another time, do another program on indoor air quality with him or with someone else. So I thought it'd be a good idea to follow up with you on program ideas for this 11 to 12:30 time slot in particular. Those are the shows that, of course, I'm most worried about. And Judith Sears-Poisson, who will be answering the phones today, is the ones that she's most worried about, or more, I shouldn't say worried. We're never worried, but we're always interested in what you have to say, what ideas you have about programs. So I hope you'll join in with your own suggestions. The number to call, 1-800-642-1234. It's 1-800-642-1234. Or you can email us with your program ideas at talk@WPR.org. That's talk@WPR.org. Even go to our Facebook page if you want. Go to the Larry Mueller Show and you can drop in some suggestions there. And we'll certainly take a look at them and get them going. I know the last time we did this, it's a while back now, a month and a half, 2 months ago, we followed up on many of the ideas. We were able to follow up on many of the ideas. There's lots of good ones. And I'm expecting nothing less than that today. So I hope you'll join in. Again, the number to call, 1-800-642-1234. Email us at talk@WPR.org. And think about shows that I normally do during this 11 to 12:30 time period. And if you've got some good ideas, I would love to hear them. And we have some callers online, and let's go to the phones and to Matt in Green Bay first. Matt, hi. Thank you for calling.
Awesome. Segue to a new topic. Thanks for letting us give some feedback into the programming of the Wisconsin Public Radio.
Sure.
Thanks. I guess the biggest issue I'd like to take a look at, or have an economist, a state economist take a look at, or somebody in the know, would be what is the role of tax cuts in the state of Wisconsin, how much basically we're cutting off on revenue, versus the role of spending cuts.
Versus.
And specific, it goes hand in hand with what's going on right now with Madison. Let's give, you know, $100 million-plus in tax cuts to companies, but then let's pound that $100 million in tax, you know, revenue cuts. Let's pound that out of the public workers, out of the middle class, and the you know, the poor.
Yep.
So the cost shift, I guess what I'm looking at is the cost shift between shifting the load off of revenue side and shifting that over to the middle class. Again, the middle class holding the bag, backfilling for corporations in the top 1%.
Okay. All right, Matt, thank you very much for calling. It's an issue that I don't always deal with. Joy deals with it, is more likely to deal with it than me, frankly, but it's one that I'm certainly interested in, just as I'm sure a lot of people are. So I've got it written down, and we'll see what we can do. Thank you very much for calling. Let's go to Catherine in Madison next. Hi, Catherine.
Hi, how are you?
Good. Thanks for calling.
Hey, I only have one comment, and I'm just really happy that everybody is getting involved, regardless of their point of view, with everything that's going on in Madison, specifically with the teachers and all the union workers.
Mm-hmm.
And my point of view is, you know, get out there and fight, because the only way that anything is ever going to change in anybody's life is if they stand up for their beliefs, no matter what they are.
Thank you, Catherine. And as a matter of fact, I believe today at noon we will be having some expanded coverage of what's going on here in Madison and at the Capitol. So I hope you'll stay listening and stay tuned for that. I think we'll be substituting for our normal newscast, a special report. So I appreciate the call and the comment. Thank you. Vince in Green Bay, on to you now. Hi.
Hi. Yeah, I wanted to make a comment on programming ideas for your talk show.
Yes.
One of the things that I think might be worth looking at is what I would call hidden homelessness amongst a lot of people living not only in Wisconsin but throughout the country, but obviously we can have a focus on Wisconsin. I think that's a big issue. So I think that would be one thing I'd like to hear about in this economic downturn.
Hidden homelessness, and what's the definition, or how would you define hidden homelessness, Vince?
Well, I think there's a lot of people that have been misplaced, not only through foreclosures, but there's a lot of people living in someone's basement or living on someone's couch, and they don't have a residency.
That's interesting. We'll see what we can come up with on that. I'm not sure. I have to think a little bit about who we might contact or who might have some input on that. But it's a topic worth looking at. Thank you. Yeah, appreciate it. Dan in Wausau, on to you now. Hi, Dan.
Hello. I'd like to have you host Jeff Smith, who is an expert on some of the dangers of genetic engineering that have been largely suppressed by the biotech industry. There are some real, very valid scientific concerns that the general public is completely unaware of.
Okay. And Jeff Smith.
Yes, he's authored several books.
Yes. Okay, got it. All right, thank you. Thanks, Dan. Appreciate the tip. Jeff Smith on genetic engineering. All right, some good topics to begin with. How about you? You got an idea for this 11 to 12:30 time slot? I'd love to hear from you. And it's easy to do. You can just call us at 1-800-642-1234, or you can email us. The email address is talk@wpr.org. Gina emailed us and said, I'd like to hear a show about freecycle.com. There are chapters in Duluth and Superior. Not many people know how this is a perfect way to recycle. We have kind of a freecycle situation here in Madison, and we've actually free-cycled a few things, even a very large house plant that had kind of outgrown the spot that we had for it in our home, and we put it up on a free-cycle, and in a matter of minutes, we had a response back. Somebody came and picked the plant up as a huge house plant, and so we were able to pass that on to somebody else, but it could work for all kinds of things. So that's a good idea. Marilyn in Cleveland. Cleveland.
I would like to go from freecycle to bicycle.
Ah.
I would like to hear a program on bicycle commuting,
mm-hmm.
the safety measures, what you should look out for by someone who has done it and can help those of us that want to do it from having accidents. There are things like opening car doors, and there are certain techniques, I believe, that are helpful.
You know, that's a good idea. And Marilyn, last summer I did a show, or sometime last spring or summer, I had a person on who talked about that. There'd be no reason why we couldn't do another show on it, because it's certainly popular and worth a discussion. Thank you.
Thank you.
Yeah, appreciate it. That's one we can follow up on. John in Poplar, let's go to you now. Hi, John.
Hi. I was calling for a suggestion about the great sport of the popular recreational snowmobiling.
Mm-hmm.
It's a big sport in the state. In fact, the original invention of the snowmobile was done in Saner, Wisconsin.
Do you ever see a picture of that snowmobile?
I've seen it in person.
Oh, you saw it in person?
Yeah. I've been there to the museum.
Oh, it's pretty cool, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. A lot of the early ones had Indian motorcycle engines and things like that. But snowmobiling, is a great boon to the economy in the state, and when the snow is good. And then also, as a sidebar, maybe the real popularity of antique and vintage snowmobiling. That's gotten to be real, real big. You can, throughout the Midwest, almost every weekend during the winter months, and even a lot during the summer and fall months, you can go. There's antique and vintage snowmobile events to go to.
Events, okay. Yeah, and I haven't done a show on snowmobiling in It's been a couple of years, I think, at least.
Okay.
All right. Thanks. Thanks, John. We can follow up on that. Al in Milwaukee. We go to you now. Hi, Al.
Good morning, Larry. I was thinking that Will Allen would be a good fit for your program.
Will Allen.
He is the head of Growing Power, and he raises plants in conjunction with fish culture. Very extremely innovative Milwaukee gentleman.
Okay. You know, that, I think that would work on a garden talk?
Yeah, well, that's possible. Yeah,
possible, but maybe it might be better on a Wednesday show.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think it'd be better Wednesday show. Yeah.
I wasn't thinking of a specific day. I just see Will get more exposure.
All right. Thanks.
Okay.
And he's in Milwaukee.
Yes.
Okay. Thank you very much for calling, Al. Appreciate it. Yeah, let's make a note of that in Milwaukee. Okay. Here we go. Let's go to Al in Mosinee. Al, hello.
I'd like to hear a program about any updates on the activity of the Hubble spacecraft.
Mm-hmm.
And also an update on the Large Hadron Collider over in Europe.
Oh, you know, we haven't talked about that in a long time, and I haven't really seen much about it lately.
I understand they had some serious problems on startup, and they're only running at about half power now.
Okay. All right. Very good. We can follow up on that. Thanks, Al.
Okay.
Yeah, appreciate the call. We have more callers online, so let's go to Adrian in Blair. Hi, Adrian.
Hi. I just have a suggestion that you do something with green remodeling. I hear about green building, but, you know, the reality is most of us are stuck with the houses we're in, or in this economy especially. And I would love to hear something more about what you can do, not only to save money, but to make your house more, you know, greener in all aspects.
In all aspects of it. Yeah, I could almost give a talk myself on it because we're doing quite an extensive remodel on a home here in Madison, and we're going the green route with that remodel. It's not always the cheapest method, but it's in some ways, but it's certainly very satisfying when you're able to do that. And so I like that idea, and I know some people who could talk about it, so let's do it. Thanks, Adrian.
Sure.
Yeah, appreciate the call. All right, green remodeling. That's what we've been trying to do that with our house that we're working on, and adding some green things that aren't really part of the green remodel in a way. We're doing some geothermal heating unit we put in, so we've sunk four holes about 180 feet apiece in the ground, and we'll be taking most of our heat from the middle, not the middle of the earth, but from the earth. It comes up at about 55 degrees. That's the temperature. Always there, and you just have to heat it up a little bit. Or you can use it for cooling. George in Marshfield, we're on to you. Hi, George. Thanks for calling.
Yes, I believe you're going to have a program on this afternoon at 12:30 on about this tax system?
12:30. We're having something at noon.
At noon.
We're doing a little update for 5 or 6 minutes on our new newscast on what's going on at the Capitol.
Yes. Well, can I make an opinion now or not? Or is that just going to be on there?
Actually, the time to do it would be when we get the topic. I wouldn't be a bit surprised if it doesn't come up in full in a call-in talk show within the next couple of days on probably Joy Cardine's show. And I know Judith is making a little note of that. So we'll try and let you know when is the best time to come in with that, George. Thanks for calling. Mike and Prairie to Sack, we're on to you. Mike, hi.
Hi, how are you, Larry?
Good.
Good. My suggestion is that it'd be nice to hear something about the topic of peak oil and the declines in other fossil fuels. There's a recent U.S. Geologic Survey study that said that within 60 years, we'll have burned up 90% of the world's coal supplies. And there's some very good authors who've written on this, like Richard Heinberg, Kenneth Defies, and James Howard Kunstler. And they would be great guests for you to have.
Richard Heinberg, I'm sorry, the other two were?
Kenneth Defies, D-E-F-F-E-Y-E-S.
Okay, good.
And James Howard Kunstler.
James Howard Kunstler, okay. Mm-hmm. All right, thank you.
Thank you.
Yeah, appreciate it very much. Yeah, that's a show, if you know, I don't know, if you pay attention and listen to the shows that I do from 11 to 12:30, and with Judith, we figure out different topics. And Wednesday is often the kind of environment day. So Wednesday's a day when we zero in on things like oil and wildlife. And we sort of a broad range here when we talk about the outdoors and the environment. But that's often a Wednesday show, just like the shows on Friday always relate to gardening. So that's certainly something to talk about. And James in Milwaukee, on to you. Hi, James. James, are you there?
Oh, hi, Larry.
Hi.
Hi there. Your show that you were supposed to have on air quality just reminded me that when I'm checking the weather on the National Weather Service website.
Yes.
I was surprised to learn that there's a number of air quality alert days virtually every month in the Milwaukee area.
Mm-hmm.
And it's as I read about it, it's done by the DNR, and they're the ones that put out the alerts, and they elaborate on all kinds of health warnings and health hazards related to it. And it's not publicized anywhere, like on the Wisconsin Public Radio weather reports and everything. They don't say today is a an air quality alert day, So there's not that much knowledge about it. And from the description in the National Weather Service website, it sounds like there's health hazards for a lot of elements of society, the elderly, asthmatics, et cetera, who are supposed to stay indoors. And that sort of thing. So I was thinking maybe somebody from the DNR to
talk about it, sure.
Yeah, give us more info on how they arrive at it, what it means for us health-wise, and how we can get it publicized a little bit more. Because I was really unaware of it. And it's funny because, you see people jogging here in Milwaukee down along the highway and stuff. And I've just read that it's like an air quality alert day, and I'm thinking that doesn't seem like a really good idea.
A good spot to do it. Yeah, a good day to do it. I like that idea. James, thanks. We'll follow up.
All right. Thanks, Larry.
Yeah, appreciate it very much. Well, I'll tell you what, we're getting your ideas for suggestions. This has been great. Lots of good ideas already, and I'm kind of looking on the screen here, and I'm seeing lots more to come, and I'm glad to see that. You can join in, too. There's an open line for you. Give us a call at 1-800-642-1234. You can email us at talk@wpr.org or even go to our Facebook page, The Larry Mueller Show, and you're going to be able to add something there, too. I'm on that page right now, as a matter of fact, as we speak. I'm Larry Mueller. Judith Sears-Poisson, our producer on the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. Great to have you listening in here on the Ideas Net. Larry Mueller here with the show about program ideas. A little bit later on, by the way, we will be talking. We'll have a topic relating to planning for retirement. No matter what your age, Shannon Wegner, who is a certified financial planner, president of Wegner Financial Management, will be back. He was with us a while back and haven't had him on for a while, so it was great to get him back. And he'll be with us at about 11:45 today. In the meantime, we're taking your program ideas, and Janet in Maple Bluff up next. Hi, Janet.
Hi, Larry. Well, I would like to hear a program about the environmental and health effects of lawn care services. I'm talking mm-hmm. about the ones that use chemical herbicides.
Mm-hmm.
And I got interested in this because of severe damage to my native plants and trees from drift from spraying at my neighbor. Anyway, and I've got a couple of names.
Okay.
If you need that. And one is a man named Paul Tukey. His last name is spelled T-U-K-E-Y.
T-U-K-E-Y, okay.
And he has an organization called Safe Lawns.
Okay.
And there's also a woman in town, a doctor. Her name is Claire Gervais.
Claire?
The last name is spelled...
G-E-R-V-A-I-S?
That's right. And I have a third person, someone that you may know, and it's Brian Huddleston.
Yes.
Of the UW Plant Disease and Diagnostics Lab. And he's the one that analyzed the damage on my plants and trees as herbicide damage and claimed that he has lots of experience with that. So that's my suggestion, and I hope you can get one or more of these people.
I will give that. I think we can do that. Thank you very much, Janet, for calling. Brian is actually comes on the show every once in a while. There's no reason why we couldn't have him even zero in on that.
I know he does.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Appreciate it very much, Janet. Let's go to, excuse me, Mike, still not over that cold. You know, I've gone through, two or three colds in a row, and I'm getting pretty tired of colds. Some winters I get through without any, and this is one of those winters when that did not happen. Mike in Tomahawk, hi. Thank you for calling.
Hi, Larry. I'd like to hear a program about alternative energy, but more at like a homegrown level, what people are doing, building wind generators or working with solar panels and stuff themselves. Most of the stuff I hear is usually either contractor level, like $20,000 or more installations, or just like science fair kind of stuff, and something that's more active than what people are actually out there doing themselves would be interesting.
Okay, so... Yeah, okay. I get what you mean. More about, what the average person, let's put it that way, is doing out there. Yeah, you might have to have more than one person for that. Or maybe somebody from one of the renewable... I understand what you're getting at in terms of cost. In other words, how to do this a little bit less expensively and do it yourself is what you're really...
Yeah, exactly. How to get a toe in on it, because most people, I think, are looking at it as like, oh, my goodness, what an investment,
Yeah, yeah. Believe me, putting in a geothermal unit was an investment. We just put one in, although... I just figured we just sort of went through our taxes, and the tax credit I got on it was a very good tax credit. So it helped the payback 10 years or so, make the payback about 10 years. But we'll follow up on that. I understand what you're talking about, trying to get somebody who is used to working at a very low-tech level to do some of these things. Scott in La Crosse, on to you now. Hi, Scott.
Hey, Larry. This spring will mark the kickoff, so to speak, of the 150th anniversary of the United States Civil War. And I'm not involved with any groups certainly not a reenact or anything like that, but my assumption is that there will be a lot of that going on, and maybe if you could find somebody who could talk about, what events are going on around the state or the region and, what other folks are doing to mark that anniversary.
Yeah, it would be that will be high on my list. I'm actually kind of a Civil War buff. I read, I don't know how many, 100 books or so on the Civil War and visited some of the Civil War sites. And actually next week, Judith, she can correct me here. I'm trying to remember the day. Jennifer Cheverini, who is a Madison author, has a new book out. It's a fiction, but it's set in the civil at the time of the Civil War, and so a lot of the material, even though it's a fictional account in some ways, the information that she used in the book was true. Let's put it that way. So I hope if you're interested in all that, Jennifer Cheverini, and I'm not remembering the day that she's on, but it's within the next week or so.
Great. I'll be watching for it. And as I say, I'm sure there's folks around.
Oh, yeah.
You, put together a good show about all the events that are coming up. Because, these are the kind of things where, it's not every year you have 150th anniversary. And
yep.
It's maybe worth a trip to someplace like, Galena or something like that for some going on.
Yeah, absolutely. Okay. Thanks, Scott.
Thank you.
I'd kind of forgotten it was the 150th. Well, in fact, I did. I did not remember. I could have done the math and I hadn't done the math yet. Mark in Barneveld, on to you. Hi, Mark.
Yeah, hi, Larry. I just wanted to sort of enrich a couple of topics that are already on the table.
Cool.
Okay, the first one is the question of biotechnology and GMOs, genetically modified food, and so on. And
yep.
my suggestion is to, as part of it, or maybe it could be like, you know, two different days you get into this, but to get the European angle, because the Europeans are uniformly a lot more focused and a lot more sophisticated when it comes to these questions of allowing or not allowing mm-hmm. you know, GMOs into their food supply. So that's one. The other one has to do with bicycling, and on both of these things, I'll try to email you some specific, you know, guests.
That'd be good.
But on the bicycling, I have friends that are in the State Bicycle Federation, and I know that, you know, some of them would probably be good to have on to talk about all the different ways that people getting into cycling can really make for a healthier state. You know, both in terms of cleaner air and people just getting healthier through exercise, and also the fun, all the fun events. You know, we have some very challenging events here in southern Wisconsin, the Horribly Hilly Hundreds and Dairyland there for the more hardcore people. And so I think if you could get somebody on to talk about all the rich sort of diversity of cycling in Wisconsin, that would be great.
Yeah, I like that. That's another topic, is I love to bike. I do a lot of cycling in the... Although I got to tell you, I don't do it in the winter. I probably should. I've got a nice road bike, a nice track that I love to bike, and I can bike in spring, summer, and fall. But I pretty much stay off it in the winter. But yeah, there are other people who do it all year.
Yeah, the hardcore people commute pretty much every day of the year, and they have their studded, you know, tires on their mountain bikes, and they'll go through just about anything.
Yeah. Absolutely. Well, I like the idea, and we'll definitely follow. And shoot me an email, will you? Or put something on my Facebook page. I'd appreciate it.
Okay, I'll do that.
Yeah, thanks, Mark. Thanks a lot for calling. Dave in Augusta, we are on to you. Hi, Dave.
Hi, Larry. Pardon me, I've got a bad cold also. So
we're a good pair.
Yeah, for sure. Hey, I've got a suggestion here. It's I know you've had fishing guides on before. But my suggestion is to have a show about maybe a great destination for a fishing trip in Wisconsin by maybe having a local fishing guide from an area in northern northwest Wisconsin, northern Wisconsin, then northeastern Wisconsin, or maybe have a person from a chamber of commerce talking about the different resorts and what they have to offer as compared to maybe one type of resort compared to the other kind of resort, depending what you're looking for.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that'd be fun to do.
Yeah. I know because I know that you're an avid musky fisherman, so am I. And sometimes if you go on the web, sometimes you don't get all that detailed information about maybe a lake or an area or something like that.
Mm-hmm. I like it, Dave. Thank you.
You bet, Larry.
Yeah, appreciate the call. Yeah, that's something that's easy to get me to talk about. That's for sure. Amy in La Crosse, on to you. Thank you for calling, Amy.
Hello. I was just calling because last night I was reading in a popular science magazine about a car company that had made a car through using products that were made from hemp. And not knowing much about the subject, I decided to do a little research and... Uh-huh. Found out there are more than 25,000 different commercial products made from hemp, mm-hmm. and was kind of curious how, you know, what the market was like, you know, agriculture-wise, you know, how that worked, and was interested to learn that it's illegal to grow it in the United States without a special permit through the DEA, and they actually don't issue them. It seems like a pretty good commodity for our farmers, and hemp, by definition, has less than 0.03 THC, I think it is.
Yeah.
So it's not a smokable crop, you know?
Yeah. It's, you know, and we, as you probably, or as you may know, back in World War II, it was raised commercially. Farmers raised hemp in Wisconsin. There was a lot of hemp grown, and you'll still see some remnants of those plants out there in different parts of the... And I'm not sure what the hemp was all used for. I know it was used in rope making.
Mm-hmm.
and other things as well. Well, interesting.
I'm sorry. They're making bioplastics, I guess, and different really interesting things from it. And I would assume it would also be worth something for biodiesels and such things. I thought it would be a good cash crop for our farmers. And I don't know. I was unable to find any really good resources that weren't tied to the whole marijuana movement. And I was really interested in hearing more about the agriculture aspect.
The ag aspect. Okay. We'll see what we can do. Thank you, Amy. Appreciate it. Agricultural aspect of it. All right. Let's go to Tom in Ashland. Hi, Tom. Thanks for calling.
Hi. Good morning. How are you doing?
Great.
Hey, thanks for having this program. I have a suggestion for everybody's talking about electric automobiles and things like that. These things are very expensive. There's a company that's in Luxembourg called Motor Development International that's making compressed air automobiles. Mm-hmm. These automobiles run on compressed air. They go 80 miles an hour. They'll go 250 miles or so on a fill of compressed air. And they just sound like a really cool thing. So I haven't heard anybody in this country talking about these things, and it just sounds like great technology. So I originally found this out from BBC's website almost 2 years ago now. And they have a website that's called, it's Motor Development International, so it's MDI.LU. And
MDI.LU
for Luxembourg.
Oh, yeah, LU, okay.
Yeah.
I'll look it up.
Yeah, they have the sites, you can click little flags up at the top for either French or English. And, they look really cool, and I like they'd be great cars for people who live in cities like Madison or whatever. So it'd be great to hear something more in-depth about that.
Yeah, that is interesting. We'll see what we can do. There's a fellow here on campus. I'll go online and take a look, too, but there's a guy here on campus who does a lot of work with autos of all types, and I think I remember him talking once about just sort of in passing about compressed air autos.
Mm-hmm.
So I might follow up with him too. Thank you. Thanks, Tom. Appreciate it. Wow, we've got lots of good. Billy in Phillips, Wisconsin. Let's go to you. Hi, Billy.
Hello, Larry. It's a pleasure. I hope it's a good day for you.
It is.
We up here in Phillips have the pleasure of Mark Kopecky, Kopecky, as our Wisconsin Extension agent.
Mm-hmm.
And Mark has just, during the summer, returned from the Dominican Republic, where he worked at building soils. And I have done a class with Mark. He's a fascinating person to speak with and very well informed. He also runs our Master Gardener program. So I hope you'll contact him at Price County Extension.
You know what? That's a great idea. And we're always looking for, we have a great group of people that we have on garden talk shows, for example, but we're always looking for new, and I don't think I've ever had Mark on the show.
Oh, then you are missing something. You will so enjoy Mark.
Well, that's Price County, right?
It sure is.
Yeah,
Price
that's
County.
All right. Thank you. We'll definitely give him a call and see if we can set up a garden talk show with him. It'd be a lot of fun. Thank you, Billy. And let's go to Stan in Madison. Hi, Stan. Thanks for calling.
Thanks, Larry. I don't know whether it's more appropriate for you or for Kathleen Dunn, but there are a couple of names I want to suggest for use of computers in medicine.
Mm.
This came out, there's a big article in today's New York Times on the defeat of two humans by the IBM computer Watson in Jeopardy.
I saw that.
And there are two people. One is Dr. David Ferrucci at IBM, who heads up the whole project. But perhaps more interesting to listeners would be to contact Dr. Herbert Chase, who's a professor of clinical medicine at Columbia University, who's working with IBM on the use of computers like Watson in making diagnoses in clinical medicine.
Oh.
So So this, I think that would be particularly interesting.
Yeah, that is. Thank you. I like that idea. Thank you very much. I appreciate it. I'm just making sure that I get this down. And sometimes I can't even read my own writing when I'm finished, so I'm trying to do better on that. Let's go to Jeff in Black River Falls. Jeff, hi. Thanks for calling.
Hi. My name is Jeff Lizanne in Black River Falls. Mine is mainly a response to the guy that called, like, maybe some callers ago about wanting a show about people who are doing, like, the solar and wind and stuff like that, mm-hmm. you know, on their own time and stuff. And I got to agree with the guy that, the contractor services out there, I just think they're ridiculous. I mean, they use all new materials and such. And a few years ago, I looked into doing my own stuff. So I do, like, my own solar and wind stuff. Like, I either make everything or I can get all the materials, like, practically for free. And so, I mean, I'm looking to build my own community, too, for this. And, I mean, I think it'd be a great idea, and I like to participate in it because, like, I have my own, you know, know-how response, knowing how to do stuff. And it's ridiculous, the contractors out there. I mean, they charge for all new stuff, and I think it's part of the conspiracy to keep it away from the average consumer. I mean, it's really easy, really, and you just start small just like anything else and build your way up. And, I mean, I even make my own windmill blades, and, I mean, they look like something off an aircraft. I mean, it's not something that looks like, you know, you, like some little five-year-old made. I mean, it's some really good stuff. And so, yeah, I'd like to participate, and I'd like to be part of that community if you guys do that.
All right. Well, I'll tell you what, can you shoot me an email or something? Go to my Facebook page and shoot something there? So I've got your address, Jeff?
Oh, yeah. Anybody can get a hold of me, Jeff Lizanne. My location on Facebook is actually in Lubbock. So it's Jeff Lizanne. I'm in Lubbock, but I'm actually in Black River Falls right now. The last name's Lizan. So, yeah, find me on Facebook. Cool.
Lizan. Okay. Yeah. Thanks, Jeff. Thank you very much for calling. And we have time for one more. Art in Stevens Point. Hi, Art. Thank you for calling.
Hi, Larry. Thank you. I don't have a specific program.
Mm-hmm.
Important in what service you provide to all the requests information today. And I live in Stevens Point and I'm in Park Falls.
Oh, you're breaking up, Art.
Information and service available. So I, everyone that called in and making a request today, everyone, call Sean Duffy and call some people that can make a difference for public radio because we may not have this available to us in the future. So thank you very much, Larry.
Thank you very much, Art, for calling. I appreciate your call and your comment as well. And I appreciate all the calls and suggestions. We've got a bunch more that came up on emails, and we've got probably some more on our Facebook page as well. That'd be all right too. You can go to the Facebook page from, you know, if you didn't get on and you want to add an idea, go to the Larry Mueller Facebook page. You don't have to be on a member of Facebook in order to see it and so forth. So I hope you'll do that. I really appreciate it. Well, coming up, we're going to talk about planning for retirement, no matter what your age, with Shannon Wegner. Larry Mueller here on the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio.